A lawsuit is shaking up the country's oldest black sorority. Some members of Alpha Kappa Alpha charge the sorority's president is misspending the organization's money. As the legal drama unfolds, members fear the sorority's name is being tarnished. Natalie Moore of Chicago Public Radio reports.
You've probably seen Alpha Kappa Alpha members wearing their pink and green signature colors. The sorority, which was founded in 1908 at Howard University, now has more than 250,000 members around the world. The lawsuit alleges that AKA President Barbara McKenzie solicited a $375,000 salary when it's historically been an unpaid position. It also says a sorority credit card was used for personal items like jewelry, lingerie, and designer clothing, and that President McKenzie took out a $1 million life insurance policy. Ed Gray is representing the plaintiffs. He says they want money returned to the sorority's coffers.
Over the years, they have been trying to share their concerns and get them considered. There's been a surprising lack of responsiveness by the leadership.
Alpha Kappa Alpha officials declined to be interviewed for this story. In a statement from the Chicago headquarters, though, President Barbara McKenzie said the allegations raised in the lawsuit are without merit. It's hard to overestimate the influence of Black Greek organizations and their networking power. For many, the ties deepen after college. Greek life is often how Black professionals do community service. As she sits in an outdoor coffee shop near downtown Chicago, AKA member Raquel Harper says the lawsuit is upsetting.
I'm going to stand behind my president no matter what, because I believe in her. I know she didn't do anything wrong, because I know the business of our sorority.
Many AKA members refuse to talk about the lawsuit, saying they fear being blacklisted. In fact, all of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit found themselves suspended from the sorority. Members may be tight-lipped to the outside world, but the precursor to the lawsuit is a website called Friends of the Weeping Ivy. It's here that AKAs anonymously express their grievances over sorority governance. Lawyers for the sorority recently warned that the site violates the group's code of sisterly conduct. Alfrances Sharp has been an AKA for 51 years. On her dining room table in her Chicago apartment is a copy of the sorority's magazine, Ivy Leaf. She's trying to stay out of the she says fray.
And it's not that I'm sticking my head in the sand, because it's so, you know, there's so many sides to it. Let the courts handle it, and then let us hear what happened.
Arthur Hogue is an Oklahoma attorney who specializes in fraternity and sorority law. He says he's never encountered a sorority lawsuit over alleged financial misappropriation, but Hogue says the devotion members have toward their organizations can sometimes cloud their judgment.
People very tied to them from an emotional standpoint. If you're doing something different than you've done before, sometimes a lot of emotions can come into it.
Alpha Kappa Alpha officials say they are now in the process of drafting a response to the lawsuit. For NPR News, I'm Natalie Moore in Chicago.